Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I don't understand how you have two games left to go. Like, this is the equivalent of, if I have a contract that's running up in a month and I've been working here for almost 2 years, do we not think if people know if that contract's being renewed, or do we think they're sitting there going, I don't know, either we dislike Jake, but maybe he turns it around this month and really changes our idea on him, or, we really like Jake, but man, that last month, not good. He's gone. We don't think he's got it anymore. Like, no, probably over the course of the last 23 months, you've made up your decision. It's the same thing here. You've had over 5 years. You're pushing six full seasons to just have your full evaluation of what Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, by the way, are completely, and then making your mind up on them. I just don't know how we sit here and continue to act like, oh, well, nobody's made up their minds. Well, you probably might want to come to that conclusion soon, because these might just be two games that don't matter. And if it's two games that don't matter, then whatever decision you were leaning towards is going to be the decision that you make. There's not going to be anything that shows you it. Congratulations. Myles Garrett wants to go out there and fight hard for a sacks record, or if the offensive line really wants to battle in those final two games, yeah, I would have liked to see that in week one. I would have liked to see that in week 10. When you get to week 17 and 18, it doesn't exactly mean the same. It means a little bit, but this point in the season, it just doesn't. And I've been sticking to the belief, I think we've been here for a while now, that Kevin probably is getting fired. I don't see how you move forward. Jimmy has himself said that 3 wins is not going to be good enough, and they know what better will look like. I'm not going to imagine that this year is what better will look like. This was probably not the vision that he had in his mind. So you continue to push forward here, and it's like, you're going to have to find somebody else. You're going to have to move on and find someone. And there's been a million names thrown out. Robert Saleh. I know Nick really likes Adam Stenovich, so I'll toss his name in there for the fun of it right now. But there's a million different names you can turn to that you say will or won't be a better head coach than Kevin Stefanski moving forward. I just think the part of this that I dislike is whether with or without Shedeur Sanders. And this is truly with or without him. That we sit here and act like, and I've heard so many people, and both, you know, you guys calling into the show on social media, I've heard insiders, beat writers, everybody under the sun, somebody has mentioned the fact that, I don't know that this job really is one that a ton of head coaches are going to be looking out for, and it's going to be one that they're desiring to get. To which I just look around and I don't understand that at all either. Like, am I saying that this is the best situation on the planet? No, absolutely not. Most head coaching jobs that come available are not great situations. Like, even right now, you go to the other teams that are available. Tennessee certainly isn't a great situation. One, they fire head coaches like they change their underwear. You just go back and forth of moving guys out at this point, and you give them a year and some change, and then they're gone when you look at the roster and say, it's just not good enough. I can't imagine people are thinking New York's a great situation. They have a couple of things to work with. A quarterback they draft in the first round, that there's still questions on. A defense that's okay, that could still need some help. But you look across to the Browns, and it's like, hey, there's the aspect that, yes, this is one of 32 jobs that are going to be available in the NFL. That alone makes it a desirable job, that there's going to be people lining up waiting to take that opportunity. It's not like the Browns are going to, you know, post this job over on LinkedIn and be like, oh, it's been up for 2 weeks and we haven't gotten an answer on it. Nobody's replied. There's going to be people lining up out the door to go in and take the opportunity to have this job. But I think even within NFL circles, you have to look at this and think that there's at least some interest, I think, from a lot of coaches. That even I look at the other teams where jobs either already are available or are going to be available, and think that there's probably a higher desire to be coaching the Browns, to be the head coach here, and think that that actually matters. Albert Breer weighed on this as well when he was on yesterday with Nick and JP and talked about whether or not this job would be a coveted position.
I mean, there's only 32, right? So there's that piece of it. They don't have a long-term answer quarterback right now. So that might put them behind, you know, a team like the Giants, a team like the Titans, depending on what you think of Dart or Ward. But there is young talent on hand now, and you do have two first-round picks. So I think there is the opportunity, if you're a young coach, to go in there and sort of create your own thing. You know, like, you're not inheriting a ton of pieces that you can't do anything with. For me, if I was a candidate, I would look at it and I'd say a really good class going into its second year, two first-round picks, a couple of veteran star players, ownership that's willing to spend and do what it takes to win, like, despite, you know, things having gone sideways over the course of their ownership. And so from there, it would kind of come down to, am I comfortable with Andrew Berry? And am I comfortable with the structure that they're setting up? Can I bring in somebody on the personnel side that has the same vision as me? I think those would all be questions that you'd be asking if you were a coach looking at that job and you had options maybe other places.
So I think Albert lays out a couple of really good points. One, I think that you do just look at this job at some degree. And even if you're an offensive mind looking at this, I think there's something there. I think the easiest argument to make is if you're a defensive guy. Like, if you're a defensive head coach that he would be offered this opportunity to take this, you're talking about taking over a Super Bowl-level defense. There's not going to be many things where you look at the defensive side of the ball and go, man, that guy is just not doing it right. And that's probably with or without Jim Schwartz, by the way. I strongly prefer with. But even if it was a scenario where, you know, maybe Jim doesn't want to be a coordinator under a new coach, maybe Jim's getting looks at other head coaching jobs and it's not here, I think you just look around and go, okay, this is a defense we can make work. Jim Schwartz has laid out the game plan already. There's already an understanding of what this team needs to do, and you can make some tweaks and adjustments, but that group is pretty set up. And then you have to hire somebody in place to work with the offense. But I even think from an offensive side of things, yeah, you think you turn around right now on the offense and even ask yourself, like, if you're an offensive head coach, I know that there's a, you know, basically stigma around the Haslams right now that they run through teams, they meddle, and all of this, they run through head coaches, and they meddle in operations and everything else. And that is the, like, just standing idea that people believe. But at the same time, I think with the regime that's here right now, they've proven that there's patience. They've proven that they want a level of consistency and a level of continuity. So I think if you're a head coach looking in, there's a good chance that you're not just getting, you know, basically one-and-done opportunity that you're fired. Maybe if, you know, there was an internal hire, God forbid I mentioned Tommy Reese's name at this point. I know a lot of people throw that one far away. Or even Jim Schwartz. Like, maybe that opportunity could be shorter. You're bringing in full new, like, just fresh leash of a head coach. There's a good chance if they really like that guy, there's also a leash for him to not be a one-and-done head coach. And if you're an offensive mind, you have all of the opportunity in front of you. Yes, it is a work in progress. Yes, there are a lot of things you need to clean up. But you have very few guys on this roster that you should be definitely attached to. If I want to go change out pieces, if I want, you know, different type of players brought in, if I want to change the entire offensive scheme to run nothing like it is right now, you pretty much have the freedom to do so. You have the opportunity, if so desired, and that's the route they want to move, to draft a quarterback. Or if you're a coach that likes Shador Sanders and think you can work with that, sure, you can move forward in that direction too. But I think the thing that would have been so hard about this team in taking over if Kevin would have been fired last year is that you looked at the offensive line and you go, that offensive line is built to do one thing, other than get injured. They're also kind of built to do that. But they're built to go through and move forward in a way that is, okay, they're going to run the schemes that are built on a Kevin Stefanski offense, that is built on a run-heavy offense. They have a very particular strength about them. And I think that's why, in part, why you look at even going back to the 2024 season and go, well, that just didn't work. But you asked a lot of offensive linemen to do things that they're not good at, playing an offense that they haven't been playing in, and playing an offense that is, for a lot of their play styles, a little bit more uncomfortable than what they would like. it would have been this.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Same case had you walked in this year. There was no way, sure, Joe Bitonio could have retired, but you were also talking about you're not moving on from DeJuan Jones. He's still going to be here. Jack Conklin was under contract. He wasn't moving. Same thing with Wyatt Teller. Same thing with Ethan Bosick. Like, you had the guys already in place. Now your entire offensive line is basically scrapped. The wide receiver room is basically scrapped. And my God, if you can't find a way to work with Quinshon Judkins and Harold Fannin, and you can't find a way to find something in a way for those guys to work in your offense, a lot of questions on the offensive mind that you are. That's two guys with a lot of talent that you can just work with. Again, I just don't see the problem in this job being such a downer. I think that as long as you're under the understanding that this probably isn't a one and done, because this team's not going to the Super Bowl next year, there's a good chance they're not going to be built to move to a playoff next year. I'd be very surprised if they were. You're telling me I get multiple years, I'm probably going to get a leash to take over this team, build it in more of a way that I want. And oh, I have two first round picks and I'm still holding on to a lot of my higher draft capital as well. And I can work with my GM to get players in here that we like, that are going to fit the scheme that I want to run. I think you have a lot better of a chance of making this thing pan out, making this thing work. And I think in a lot of head coaches' view, it would be a little bit of a fresh slate. Like, okay, I get to build this thing the way that I want it. I actually get to build this thing from the ground up in a way that's not just completely disastrous to me. Like, I'm not taking over the Titans job, where sure, maybe they have their quarterback, and that's a strong maybe. But I basically have nothing else. Like, I have to build the offense and the defense simultaneously. And no matter what minded head coach I am, whether I'm on the offensive or defensive side of the ball, we're going to have to prioritize both of those at the same time, or really get one working and have to figure out the other one later. This is the beauty, is you have a defense that is set in place. Here's the money you have to work with. Go figure out what you can do. I think that's a beautiful thing that a lot of people overlook that actually makes this job a lot more desirable than you might think. Again, it's not a perfect situation. I'm not saying that everybody would be dying to flock to the Browns head coaching job like this is, 2020 all over again. But I do think that this is a team that isn't that bad to take over as far as head coaching opportunities go. Have one side of the ball already hammered down. I would think that's a pretty good thing. 216-474-0092. Is the Browns head coaching job more desirable than we think? Let's go out to the phones. Mike is in Snow. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, happy holidays, Jake. How you doing, man? I talked to you during the day.
it's a very nice happy holidays to you too, Mike. What do you got?
So I think we've talked enough to realize I'm not for firing Kevin yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mainly because it's like I'm one of these, people that believe that you better have your solution ready before you create a bigger problem than you currently have. And I've heard a lot of names kicked around in the station, Sala, Shaw, the guy from Green Bay,
Stanovich,
Stanovich, I'm sorry, the hot coordinator of the month right now. And look, it's just when you really have to think about, okay, let's fire Kevin Stefanski, he is dealing with what Andrew Berry has given him. And I really believe that when he has had better talent, he has shown that he can coach a team up, mainly at quarterback. The year that Baker and the year of Joe were the two best years, and that was solidity at quarterback that we haven't had in any of those other years, including our offensive line on those 2 years, played very, very well as something that we got to point to as well as being a big issue. And That has been through draft attrition. It started with Jedrick Wills way back. You know, our left tackle of that draft should be on his second contract or going on to his third and being ready to go to the Hall of Fame, you know, if he had taken worse at that point. But it's just, and I think it's been a constant, you know, then losing the first rounders, it's been a constant deterioration of ability to put good talent in those two spots, receiver and offensive line, like you pointed to. So, look, I'm just going to say like this. I think the job is attractive, but I also think that it isn't necessary. I don't think the job's up for go just yet. I think the team is still fighting, but if you make me, you put a gun to my head and you make me pick a guy that's available right now, not a guy that I want to pull from somebody else, or it'd be Flores, maybe, because of his ability to be a strong leader and the point of attack and the point where, like, you know, kind of organizing both sides and a defensive-minded coach. Not the flavor of the month. I'm just not into some of those other retreads, but I don't want to give up Kevin Stefanski for anybody who's available right now. I just want to see maybe one more year of better at both sides. I think they're both learning. I just know we just don't have enough. I think Andrew Berry made a lot of gains in his draft. I mean, I just don't think it's rocking the boat right now. They got one more year to show they can really make the arc up development and draft. Then they got something to think about. But I just think right now who's available isn't better. Thanks, Jake.
Yeah, no problem. Appreciate the call, Mike. I mean, there are things that I agree with. Like, I do think that Kevin didn't get a great team handed to him. I do think there's a lot of things that you have to push towards that are, you know, like, if I look at the team Kevin was given, no. Do I think that he got the best deal? Absolutely not. Was he given a lot to work with? No, not really. I also do think that there comes a point where, again, your record speaks for itself and what it is, and there's only so many times. And the guys continue to fight, and I'll give Kevin credit for that until the day that he's out of here. But there's only so many times you can hear that message played over and over and over again and watch the same result come onto the field time and time again before that message just runs stale, before that message does not mean the same thing that it meant, and before that guy clearly shows he can't elevate the players around him. Kevin's a good coach. If you left him here for another 2 years and you built an offense around him, I have no doubt that the Browns probably could turn this thing back around. Reality is that you can't continue to employ a guy who doesn't get the job done. So I think that's where I kind of go, but I agree with you. Job is coveted. I think that people would want it. And you guys can chime in on that. Again, 216-474-0092. Is the Browns head coaching job more desirable than we think? Coming up here in 5 minutes, we'll bring in Jake Murren, our good friend, and get to Quick Hits right here. It's Jake Volnick with you guys on Afternoon Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.